This is Montana Public Radio, and good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. Well, it looks like voters approved both Missoula's high school and elementary school bond requests. By late last night, it looked as though the 20-year high school bond had failed, but the latest unofficial results from the Missoula County Elections Office shows it has passed by a vote of 14,020 to 13,838. Final unofficial results show the $88 million elementary school bond passing 10,624 to 7,727 against. Missoula County Public Schools said the bonds would pay for badly needed maintenance, renovations, remodeling, as well as technology and security updates. The $88 million elementary bond will cost owners of a $200,000 home roughly $140 annually for the next 20 years. For a home valued at that same amount, the high school levy would annually cost about $72 for the next 20 years. About a third of high school district residents also live within the elementary district. A Montana woman serving 30 years in prison for shoving her husband to his death from a cliff in Glacier National Park is asking a federal appeals court to allow her to withdraw her guilty plea. Appellate defender Michael Donahoe argues prosecutors unfairly recommended Jordan Graham be sentenced to 50 years to life in prison for the 2013 death of Cody Johnson. Six new Missoula City Council reps were also elected. Heidi West, Harlan Wells, Gwen Jones, John DeBari, Julie Armstrong, and Michelle Cares. Frenchtown voters rejected a $750,000 building levy by a vote of 870 to 851. The top three vote-getters in the Whitefish Council race were Richard Hildner, Frank Sweeney, and Catherine Williams. In Great Falls, voters elected Bob Kelly to be the next mayor. Kelly defeated incumbent Michael Winters. In other news this morning, three grizzly bears died on northwest Montana highways last week. As bears search for food before bunking down for the winter, wildlife officials caution drivers to watch out for bears feasting on roadkill. Corin Cates Carney reports.
On October 27th, a female cub was found dead on Highway 35 along Flathead Lake, and later that day, a logging truck hit and killed an adult male grizz on the Swan Highway. On November 2nd, a yearling female grizz was found dead on the Swan Highway. Food has been scarce for grizzlies this year, says John Fraley of Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. It was a bad season for huckleberries.
And so what's going on is these bears are down in lower elevations and feeding on roadkill along our highways because there's just a lack of food in general up in the higher elevation. So we're really asking folks to keep their eyes open, maybe slow down a little bit, and try to give the bears a break.
Fraley said he couldn't remember another time when this many bears were killed on Montana highways in such a short time. The Montana Department of Transportation and Fish, Wildlife, and Parks are trying to remove roadkill deer from highway corridors to minimize the chances of bears being attracted. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A startup wind energy firm from Sweetgrass County yesterday asked the Montana Public Service Commission to change the state's rules governing small energy producers. Great Cliff Wind Energy attorney Michael Uda says the current rules require a small energy producer to win a competitive bidding process in order to sell power to Northwestern Energy. He says the electric utility has used that requirement to keep his company out of the power market.
They don't want us selling to their customers. It's really that simple. And so they come up with various things, and the commission has gone along with them. In part, I think, because of fear of the unknown more than anything else.
An attorney for Northwestern Energy contradicted most of Gray Cliff's claims. Al Brogan told the commission that NWE has entered into contracts with other private wind and solar power producers. The commission has until March to decide whether to rewrite its rules as the wind power developer has requested. That's all I have for now. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.